Hey everybody, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you have got to listen to The Grilling Guy.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. It's Memorial Day weekend, the official kickoff of summer. The Grilling Guys are going to help you light it up in your backyard. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning and welcome back to The Grilling Guys on WBBL 107.3.
I just said that.
It is good to be in the downtown high-rise complex of Cumulus Broadcasting.
Yeah, we are in studio this morning. A little bit of gray weather out there, but it's going to blow through. It's going to be a great day to get out in your backyard and fire up that grill.
You know what I'm going to do is I'm going to be grilling some asparagus. I just got like a bushel of asparagus from Heidi's Farm Market right off of 96.
Yeah.
And
ooh,
they are
better.
Gorgeous. And so I'm going to be grilling a little bit of asparagus, and I'm just going to do it real simple. I've got a little bit of that garlic EVO from Old World Olive Press, and I'm going to drizzle a little bit of that 18-year-old balsamic on there, and I'll put some cracked pepper and a little bit of Lowry's and throw them on the grill and just flash them at a high heat real quickly until they just get warmed up and slightly charred. And I do those right as I'm ready to serve them because I like them hot off the grill.
So don't cook them beyond the point where if you pick them up with the tongs, they bend over, they're overcooked. You want them just, in my opinion, you want them just
crispy.
Heated through,
yep.
A little bit crispy. Now, Bob, I have to ask you, do you like the bigger ones or do you like the little pencil thin ones?
They're all good, but it is, you know, the little ones you got to stay right on top of. If they're skinny, you've got to stay right on top of them because they cook up in literally like a minute.
Right, exactly. Now, but the marinade that you made, are you soaking them in that for a while?
I will, yeah, because that 18-year balsamic, I know you've had it before from Old World Olive Presses. It's the best balsamic I've ever had. It works for like everything.
Yeah, it's a little sweet. It's a little tart.
Sweet for a
but
balsamic.
It's just a very, very good balsamic vinegar. You can buy balsamics everywhere, but like anything else, you get a good one, you remember it.
Hugely different. Yeah,
right.
There's great variations in that. And sometimes I'll go to nicer restaurants who will be advertising something with a balsamic, and then I'll get the salad, and it's just such a strong, sour,
overpowering
balsamic. It's like cider vinegar, you know. I think it's cut a lot of times. And so that's what I'm going to do with the asparagus. I'm going to actually can the rest of them. I'm going to be doing like maybe 20, 25 quarts of.
I've had your canned asparagus
and
before,
they're
too.
Just hot. You know, I put some jalapeno and habanero in there, and they're addicting.
Man. Well, they're a great stir stick for a Bloody Mary,
they
too.
They are excellent for a Bloody Mary.
I remember we were doing that when we were tailgating last fall. That was good stuff, man.
And yesterday, I got to work at Sobeys. I was demonstrating the Tech Infrared out there, and Tim brought me a case of steaks. I was outside. I had my Timber Ridge deep fryer. I was doing those jalapeno poppers.
Oh, those are good.
And so I'm like, you know, I'm two-handed grilling. I got the fryer going on one side, the grill on the other. I did some... And that's why I brought home some ribeyes from there yesterday. But I did some ribeyes, and I did some chuck eyes. And I got to tell you, Jop, those chuck eyes were almost as good or better than the ribeyes.
So let's talk a little bit about that, because a chuck eye is an affordable steak. The ribeyes, I bought the same ones. He calls them a Chicago ribeye over there. They've got the bone in. It's really the fillet. It's cut about an inch thick, and it's got the bone in. And I'm a softie, okay, because... I like to buy a steak with a bone in it because I got something to give the dogs
right.
One for steak for me, one for Judy. I got two dogs. It works out perfect. I think I enjoy watching them chew on the bone as much as I do eat the steak, you know? So
I was going to bring that the bone home yesterday, and Sobey was chewing on it.
Yeah. He'll do that. But anyway, the ribeyes are a prime cut of meat. And, you know, you're going to spend $9.99, $10.99 a pound. I don't remember what they were over there, but it's worth it. But this chuck eye is a little more affordable. If you got a bunch of people to feed, let's break that down
a
little bit.
Probably $6-$7 a pound.
Right.
But it's a prime chuck eye. And, of course, it comes from the chuck. So it's
front shoulder.
Front shoulder, I think, is a tastier piece. And most people think it's a tastier piece of beef. But... It's probably about a 3-inch circle. You know, it's not a big steak, but you cut them really thick, and you grill them at a high heat. Now, all I did was threw some cracked pepper and some garlic Lowry's on there, and flashed them. both sides. Got them, I mean, as high heat, that Tekel cook about 980. So I was just leaving them on, putting perfect sear marks, crossing them, and they were just gorgeous coming off. But they were getting a black sizzle, and it's a fatty steak. So they were getting a black char, just beautiful, and the aroma was driving people nuts. And then I was flipping it and cutting it off, and they were probably inch and a half thick, and people were amazed, and they were asking what that, where I could get that. I'm like, I'm in front of Sobeys, okay? They came right out of here.
Turn around, look behind you.
They're not familiar with that cut of steak.
Right, and it is it's a great cut. It's affordable, and your family will love it because it's very, very, it's a beefy flavor. It's not, it's quite a little bit marbled, but it's just a really good cut of meat that's affordable. It'll turn out fantastic
I'm
on your grill.
I'm thinking that might be a mock tenderloin. I'm not sure, but if there's
there's several names
there,
for
give us an answer on Facebook. You can get us on Facebook at Facebook.com/TheGrillinGuys. And if anybody knows that little piece of trivia, I'd like to know, because some of these cuts of meat still befuddle me. But you know, another thing is sometimes you're grilling and you want to impress a friend, and
grill envy. Yeah,
and sometimes it's just like that, you know, that beer butt chicken, bringing it out looks cool. People love to eat brie, and you can do it on the grill. And the last time I made it was up in New York, and I actually put some fresh blackberries and raspberries on top of it and threw it on the grill. The key to that is brie has, there you go. Brie has it's made in a pouch, and it's kind of
it's a pastry pouch.
It's like a papery substance. You need to cut the top of that off there before you lay the berries on there.
Okay.
And, oh my gosh.
So let's talk about how to grill it. And so first of all,
indirect.
I grill it indirect, but where do I, when I buy it, is it ready to use, or do I need to do any preparation to it?
Yeah, you just cut the label off it, and it's usually on top, so you just slice that top skin off. Set it on the grill, and you put your berries, whatever compote you want to put on there. You could use a chutney. You could do all sorts of things. And put it on for about, I'm going to say, 300 degrees for somewhere around a half an hour.
Okay, because you want to get that cheese melted through or heated through. And it's not in a liquid state, but it's in a soft state, right?
And
when it's ready.
If you want, you can do the brie for 15 minutes before you put the fruit on it. That way you get that top melted a little bit better before you... You change it up with
now when you pull this off the grill. What do you serve it with?
Crackers,
just a cracker.
Put
right.
it on a nice, you know, some cool little designer crackers, and it's so good.
Yeah,
cheese and fruit. It's a great combination in the summertime. It's a great healthy snack, and it's just impressive. You pull it out and you set it on the table, people don't even want to cut into it. It just looks so stinking.
Right, and put that with a nice crisp white wine. We were talking with Domaine Berry and Sellers a couple segments ago. You've got that steelhead wine that they make. If you can find that, Domaine Berry and Sellers, the brand, or the label on the wine says steelhead.
Yep.
Just a fantastic crisp white
and
blend.
That's a premium wine too. I mean, you're going to spend $20 for that bottle of wine, but I'm telling you, it's worth it.
Right.
It's just phenomenal.
But that combination of the brie and a white wine with the fruit makes it just a fabulous appetizer for your deck. I mean, you know, as the sun's going down, you're sitting there looking at the lake. It really just doesn't get any better than that, man. I mean, it's just a great way to cap off a wonderful Memorial Day, Saturday or Sunday or even Monday.
And it's that time of year when, like today on the way out of here, I'm going to be heading over to Zager's. Got to get some pool supplies.
Right.
I'm going to get my pool opened up. And once I get all that work done, then I can be thinking about what I'm throwing on the grill. But I got to get that pool running.
All right. Well, you make sure you text me when you got that work done, and I'll be over to eat the brie and drink the wine with you. But anyway, coming up next, we're going to bring this train to the station, and we're going to talk a little bit about the grilling club that's going to be at Zager's and some classes that Bob's going to teach. Got a couple more recipes for you. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.